Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The psalmist asks this question, Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. The man of religion looks at this verse and sets about to cleanse himself and develop the necessary attributes which will give him an entrance there. Yet the scriptures are quite clear that there is only one man who has ever fulfilled these requirements. It is he who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. His righteousness, which is a perfect and unadulterated righteousness, is alone acceptable in the courts of heaven. We would be drowned in despair, except that we have been given ears to hear a most joyful sound, which rings throughout the earth and ministers light to those who sit in darkness. The gospel declares both the origin and the extent of that righteousness and redemption, which is secured for the sons of God by and in Jesus Christ. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. This is the path of the just, which Paul testifies of. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Jesus Christ alone is the just one. No other man born of a woman can claim this standing. He has fulfilled every jot and tittle of the law. He alone has clean hands. He went about doing good each day of his life. Jesus Christ alone has a pure heart, neither was guile found in his mouth. Jesus Christ alone has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. He came into the world with one purpose in mind, which was to do his Father's will. He sought no approval from men. Jesus Christ alone has not sworn deceitfully. What he has said, he will do. The strength of Israel will not lie. The Lord weighs the path of the just. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Are you in this path?